We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And welcome back to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. I am Buddy Shula, and you are in our inaugural show listening today, and couldn't have another better guest than our second segment here, the one and only Marty Pecoraro, Sr., owner of Riverfront Auto Sales. This is a particularly great interview, and you're going to love it. Because we're going to talk about, obviously, used cars. That's what Riverfront Auto Sales does, and they've got the best of them. But we're going to tell you why you should buy a used car, too, and why you should buy from Riverfront. They're on Niagara Street in the city of Buffalo. Go to their website, too. You see all the selection. They got some real creme de la creme stuff there. RiverfrontAutoSales.com. And, you know, so first of all, I want to welcome you, Marty.
Hi, buddy.
Before I do anything, great. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, great to be here.
All right, so we're in a weird environment right now with cars that, and you've known it all along that used cars have been the better value.
Oh yeah,
proposition. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know that everybody knows that. Okay, so why should somebody not think or care about a new car, and why should they opt for a kind of car that you have, a pre-owned vehicle? Just from a math standpoint.
Yeah. Well, I think some people know the fact that, you know, you buy a brand new car, you drive it out of the lot, go around the corner, here you're not going to get what you paid for. You probably lost 10%. Nowadays, that's $5,000, $6,000. That's day one, not to mention how much it'll depreciate in the next 6 months to a year. Now, in this environment, in the used car market, we're actually seeing the values going up on some of the used cars. We've sold cars, taking cars back in on trade that we sold a year ago, and we're giving them more than what they paid us for the car on trade-in on the new car. Or we're even buying them, just buying the car for cash. Even if they don't want to buy a car from us or don't need a car, you know, they got Ubers and Lyft, whatever's going on. If it's a car sitting there, they can get more than what they paid for it. So it's kind of, if you have a car that you want to get rid of, you know, now would be a time. The market's really strong on used cars.
So at Riverfront, you can, like Marty just said, if you want to sell your car in and maybe even make some money from this, you can do that at Riverfront. But you also sell used vehicles, and there's certain types of used vehicles you sell, and there's certain reasons that you have certain cars on that lot. I think that's really important to explain.
Yeah, over my 45 years of experience, I've come to find out the characteristics of a lot of cars. You know, what cars are known for bad trannies, what cars are bad motors, you know, bad things that happened to the car that they were just built that way. I don't want to throw anybody under the bus, but there's some cars I just won't buy. There's some things that don't age well. Now there's a lot of cars, you know, I have some really nice Lexuses and BMWs and Audis and Mercedes and some high-end cars that age very well and they hold their value very well. You could buy a Honda from me today and it's probably going to be worth what you bought it for 6 months, a year from now, if not more. So yeah, I've come to learn what cars I'd like to buy because let's face it, I don't want to have a mad customer. I want a happy customer. So if I sell a car I know it's got a problem, I know I'm going to have a problem with the customer. So I stay away from those kind of cars.
Now being in the pre-owned vehicle business, you know, everybody has their perception of used cars, of pre-owned, and we're going to kind of dispel some of that. But before doing that, I want to talk about how Riverfront started. So this is generations we're talking about at Riverfront.
Yeah, yeah. My grandfather was, back in the day, in the 40s, was a mechanic for the New York State Thruway Authority. And his name was Marty, too. That's how I was named after him. But anybody wanted a mechanic, they went to Marty the mechanic. So he did the work for the New York State Thruway Authority, and he worked out of his on the east side, west side, Trenton Avenue, back in the day. And then my father followed. He was a mechanic also. He had a gas station on Niagara and Bird, and that's where I grew up around the service end of it. My father had a gas station. I'd pump gas back in them days in the late 60s. People come in to get full service. We used to pump gas and work on the cars. Then when my dad passed away, my mom and I just went down the street on Niagara Street, and I opened up where we are now on the corner of Niagara and Penfield. So we've been on Niagara Street for probably almost 55 years. I've been on Niagara and Penfield since late 80s. So, yeah, we've been in there a long time on Niagara Street.
So the sales end of it, the selling of pre-owned vehicles really came from you.
My father and grandfather were more on the service side of it. I was a little bit on the mechanic side, but I really introduced the used cars with my father had the gas. They just started out with one car on Niagara and Bird. It used to be an NSI gas station. Then it was a Golf. I don't know if anybody remembers back in the day, but back in the 70s, that's what it was. And I started out with one car, and now I have two locations, and we have well over 200 cars in stock. So we've come a long way, and I made a lot of friendly customers.
So on your first day of business, so you're an entrepreneur, really, on your first day of business, were you nervous about opening up a used car dealership?
Yeah, when I bought the first car, I was a little bit of a risk. You know, I went to an auction, was in Dansville, and you know, I bought the car. When the first time I was ever at an auction, it felt like, wow, I felt like a kid in a candy store. I said, this was great. I said, I got to do this again. So we sold the first car. I made a few bucks on it. And I said, geez, I really love this. And that was it. I was off to the races and I never looked back.
So when you put a used car in your lot, what does the criteria do those vehicles have to have?
Well, nowadays we could do what they call a post-sale inspection. So not only do we get a chance to look at it, but when we buy them, because, you know, back in the days, like I said, I used to go to the auction and I used to touch, feel, and see a car. Now everything's virtual. So I didn't think I'd ever buy a car without touching it, feeling it, or seeing it. But now we're protected. So when the car is described in the condition report, right down to any stone chips or chips in the paint or previous paintwork, if it comes to me and it's not as described, it goes back on the selling dealer. So the selling dealer is very cautious when he describes a car, because if it gets to me and it's not as described, he's got to pay the shipping to get it back, and he's also got to reimburse me for the shipping that it cost me to get from him. So that even keeps the bad guys honest. So that's why it works.
You have a really stellar reputation in the used car industry in Buffalo. And not a lot of people can say that. All right. So, you know, how is it that you got that kind of reputation, and what do you do differently that other dealers wouldn't do? What can you get from Riverfront that you might not find at other dealerships?
Well, you know, I like to think back in the day, I was just a youngster, but even my grandfather, I know when people brought cars to him to repair, and if they ever came back with something, he always did to make them happy. And along with my father was the same way on the repair side. So even with the used car, there's times that things happen. No one's got a crystal ball, but, I taught my son. My son works with me too. And it's like, hey, something happens, even though it may not be a warrantied item, we take care of our customers, because right, the word of mouth is the best advertisement going. And, you know, I tell people, if you're happy, tell everybody. If you're not happy, tell me. And I make sure I make it right.
So we're talking about pre-owned vehicles, like, you know, not, you know, the Ford Taurus for Toyota. We're talking about, you know, 1, 2, 3 low mileage, maybe late model things like Mercedes, cars like Porsche, BMW, like you said, Lexus, lot of high-end sports cars and stuff like that. So you do have a unique inventory, and you also have a classic car showroom. Mm-hmm. People around here love classic cars.
Yeah.
What kind of vehicles do you have in there?
I got a lot of muscle cars. And I, like I said, back in the 60s and 70s, that's when I was growing up. I wish I knew back then what I knew now, because those cars, I was buying them things for $4,000 or $5,000. And now those are worth $60,000, $70,000, $80,000. And it's just, you know, and now with the age of the electric car coming, who knows what's going to happen with these gas engines, let alone these old muscle cars. So, yeah, I'm pretty happy. It was just kind of an experiment, but it's really taken off, and we're selling a lot more And unfortunately, I sell a lot of them out of state. I like selling them in state because when I sell a car like that, like a Mustang GT or an old Chevelle or a 442 Cutlass, people, those are dream cars that people had when they were kids and they were, or their father had it. So when they buy that car, you know, it makes them very happy. So I love selling that stuff.
My dad had a GTO Judge.
Oh, wow. Nice car.
It got stolen.
Oh, wow.
Here in Buffalo, yeah.
Oh, gosh. What a car.
Is that a good one, right?
Yeah, well, that was one of the best. Oh,
we're here with Marty Pecoraro, who is, we're here with Senior. Don't forget Junior as well. But Marty Senior is here today from Riverfront Auto Sales on News Radio 930 WBEN. My name is Buddy Shula. And again, if you are in the market to buy a vehicle, I'm telling you, don't do anything. Just listen to me for a second. You've heard Marty on WBEN for so long, and there's a reason for that. Because before you go anywhere else, do the right thing. Check out Riverfront Auto Sales, Marty Senior, Marty Junior. Let them know, and they'll let you know all the benefits and the great deals you can get. And again, these are 2 and 3 year old pre-owned vehicles. So, and I'm sitting with Marty right now, and the sincerity that comes out of you when you're talking about pre-owned cars, you give a...
It's in my blood. I guess it's in my blood. My grandfather, my father. So, yeah, I love cars. Always did and always will.
So why do people think of the typical used car dealer is like, if you remember WKRP, Herb Tarlick, and stuff like, why, how did that ever get in? How did that thought of people being, oh, he's a used car salesman? Yeah. I mean, that's like, you know, we're radio space. We get the same thing. How did that ever come about?
It's kind of like how lawyers do, right? They get a bad rep.
They get a bad rep.
Right. And just like, you know, some people are in the industry are bad, and there's some guys that are good. But, you know, you can't judge everybody by the same covering. So, yeah, you're going to have bad dealers. You're going to have good dealers. I like to think that we're one of the better good dealers.
With your customers, what is the most important thing? What are the top things of a customer that comes to you for a used vehicle? What do they want?
Well, I think they want to be able to get something that's affordable in their price range and something that they want. I've used to be in the business, and I'd see people come in looking for a station wagon, and the salesman ended up selling them a sports car. And then after they got done, they had buyer's remorse. So we really pride ourselves on trying to find what the customer really, really wants in what they could afford. And that's what we do. And a lot of our business is even just we look for. You could call me up and say, hey, Marty, I want a 2024 Mercedes S550. Can you get me a black one with, you know, tan interior? And I'll find it. I'll find it. It may happen in 2 or 3 days. It may take 2 or 3 weeks. But I can get you exactly what you want. And that, to me, is important because I'm the same way. When I want something, I want what I want. I don't want what somebody else is trying to push me into.
Do people ask for warranties and stuff like that?
Yeah. And we have some great warranties, and we give some, you know, we'll run offers, and we'll even include our signature lifetime warranty, which, again, not many dealers could offer that. And we're lucky and able to because it used to be just a 2 year because of our claims being low. We went to 3 years, and now we got lifetime because the warranty company loves us. We sell a lot of their warranties, but very few claims. So that's the reason why we can give a lifetime warranty, which is huge on a used car.
Well, we have about a minute left, but I want to take like 30 seconds and talk about not only the warranty, but what about financing, people who can't get financed other places?
Yeah, that's my son's department, actually, and we've gone the over, I was about 10, 12 years ago, hooked up with multiple banks and credit unions. Well, we even hooked up with a couple of banks that have 100% guaranteed credit approval. So no matter how bad your credit is, no matter how terrible you are, this bank will approve you and get you back on the right track to building your credit up. So that's, to us, is important. Same thing. People come, get the credit, and then all of a sudden, 2 years later, they could be, you know, another bank with even lower interest rate, better terms, because this bank help turn them around. So we're really excited about that we're able to offer that.
There's a lot of reasons to get to Riverfront Auto Sales. You can go online and see just some of those reasons. The guaranteed financing, the warranties, the kind of vehicles that are at Riverfront. This all plays into the pre-owned. And right now is the best time to do it. And anybody will tell you that. Whether you're selling your car or wanting to buy a pre-owned car, Riverfront is a place to do it. Go on their website at riverfrontautosales.com or stop by again, Niagara Street in Buffalo. Marty Pecoraro, great to have you on the inaugural show today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
And buddy, you'll be back soon talking about those great vehicles and that little showroom with that classic cars in there. That's what that's what I want to see.
Great.
All right, next segment coming up here in just a moment. You are listening to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.